Welcome to another Train to Gay Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm Amanda Blatch and I do Artists and Animators course and my username is Derelict Technica.
Okay, we're about the halfway stage of the Train to Gaming Epic Game Jam. How's it all going?
It's going quite well, except for a few system crashes, but we've luckily regularly saving, so we haven't lost too much. So yeah, it's going quite well. We will hopefully get it done in time.
You've learned that the importance of constantly backing things up then with the system crashes, and was there a bit of a panic when that happened the first time?
No, because I was going around like at the beginning always saying save this, save that, and I think I was getting on everyone's nerves by the end, so now everyone does it so I don't bother them anymore.
The question is, have you actually slept yet? And if not, how are you finding it?
I haven't slept yet. How many hours are we into this, actually? Lost track of time.
It's about 28 hours to go at the time of recording.
I've done 36 hours in the past. I reckon I can still keep going because I've still got caffeine in my system.
So what did you think of the whole Guy Fawkes theme at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam?
Should have seen it coming. Really should have seen it coming. And luckily our team name fits the theme very well, which is a Pyromation.
So how did the first team meeting go after the theme was announced? What did you focus on, and was it a challenge to actually find something to come up with?
I think we're all into similar sort of games, so it wasn't much of an issue. We came up with a concept, and about 2 hours in, suddenly ideas changed, but then we went back to our original concept, seeing how much we already developed it. So we learned that keep to the idea we know best, rather than trying something new and ruining everything.
There's big prizes for the Train to Gaming Epic Game Jam, as Mike Gamble announced in the opening ceremony. What would it mean to you if your team got to the Gadget Show Live next year?
A few people on my team wasn't aware of this prize, and when they heard about it, they were shocked for a long time afterwards, and it like drove them more into wanting to win this game, and that's why most of us have stayed up and haven't slept yet. I think only about two people crashed, because they had to sleep.
So how have you found the experience of game jamming? Do you think it's actually going to help you develop as an artist?
Yes, it is. I'm learning quite a lot of new things from other people here, because back at home, you don't really have anyone else to talk to here. People can help you all the time, and it's really good and helpful.
So it's been a positive thing as well, just being able to see and meet up with, you know, 100, 150 other Train to Game students.
I haven't actually spoken to most of them yet because we've been so busy, only my team and a few others that I knew from Eurogamer. I think we're all set into winning this competition with such a huge prize that everyone wants of fame and fortune.
So judging by your experiences so far, if you could do another Train to Game Game Jam in future, would you take the opportunity?
Hell yes. It's really good fun.
Great, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.